Well, staying with all things business now, we are joined by Nona Peltier, who's in our Auckland newsroom. Tēnā koe, Nona. The Reserve Bank says climate change poses a significant challenge to New Zealand's financial stability. What's it actually doing about it?
Well, it's got an action plan, and they've decided that the number one thing they're going to do is get their own house in order. So amongst those things is basically including how much emissions are embedded in purchased goods and services. They're going to add that to their understanding of how much they're using as carbon. And they're also going to do more to interact with the rest of, the sector, the financial sector, on how they can, do more as well. And they're going to take part in a global network with 95 other central banks to see how they can do more collectively to address some of the issues that are ahead of them.
And the two big supermarket chains, they're ready to sign up to an industry-wide cost of conduct, but are pushing back on what might be included. What's their concern?
Well, as our listeners may know, the Commerce Commission has been holding a seminar. There's, 10 sessions coming up. Well, we're in session number 3 today. And what we had today was one looking at grocery code of conduct, not surprisingly. And the supermarket chains have said, well, they're ready to sign up to one, but they don't want it to include something like a collective bargaining mechanism for food suppliers, because the wholesalers have been complaining that because of the duopoly of Woolworths and Foodstuffs, that they're at a disadvantage in terms of how their pricing works or even getting their products onto a store shelf. So the supermarkets are saying there's no need for that. We would like not to have that. Thank you very much. But look, the review is going on, so it's early days still.
Watch this space. Hey, Nona, thanks for that. Do you have a market update for us, please?
I do. I just wanted to say that the Fonterra share price dropped a little bit on that high wholesale milk price. And that's partly because it's going to make their ingredients costs more and cut into their profits at the other end of the market. Mm. Our top 50 index, it was actually little change. We were down just 18 points to 13,075. And the New Zealand dollar, it's also little change. We're trading at 71.7 US cents, 95.5 Australian and 52.1 pence.
Nona, thank you as always. That was our business reporter, Nona Peltier, with that update there. Heading overseas now, a group of New Zealanders stuck overseas have